someone who was that bad, and felt ashamed that she'd let her fear keep her in a hellish marriage. She was trapped, had no money to escape for a new life he couldn't find her in, and she'd been clueless about what to do to break free. Valho had found her sitting on a fallen log, wiping away her tears with the back of her hand. When the tall, long-haired man wearing black had suddenly appeared, terror had gripped Brenda hard. She stared up at the huge, muscled man, thinking her life was over. His features were a little strange with his flatter, unusual nose and scary, sharp, vampire-like fangs, revealed when he'd parted his full lips. He was scary big, at 6'3", with his bodybuilder frame, and he had growled instead of spoken words. He'd held something out to her in his large hand at that point. The fear had eased within a few minutes when the man's dark brown stare had fixed on hers calmly. She'd torn her gaze from his once she realized he wasn't going to rape her or attack her, seeing a small rounded object sitting in the palm of his hand. She'd studied it and then looked up into his calm expression once more.